who rescued people, God's people, from a nasty lot of people called the Midianites. And Gideon said that he was from the weakest of the tribes. And not only that, he was the weakest among his family. But we're going to find out today that God used him, and God used him in a mighty way. And in fact, it wasn't just a small group of people that Gideon had to face. How many people have you got here? Zoe, can you count how many people we've got on the carpet?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
So it wasn't Gideon, one person, against seven people. Gideon had to face an army of Midianites, so it was as thick as locusts. That's like, you know when you see lots and lots of insects? That's how many people that Gideon had to fight against. And not only that, their camels could not be counted like you can't count the sand on the seashore. Can you count the sand on the seashore? No. It's lots and lots and lots of sand, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, they're so tiny, we can't count them all. So, there's lots of things in life that are a big challenge. And, oh, like standing on your feet, Evie. Yes, when you're a toddler, the biggest challenge is to stay upright. So, and as adults, we also have challenges, don't we? And some of them are so big, we don't think we're going to overcome them. But we know that with God, we can. So we don't do it on our own. We do it in God's strength. And we can overcome even the biggest of challenges. So my message is very simple today. I'm weak, you're weak, but God is strong. Oh, I almost found myself doing an action there. I try to resist actions. Wow. Must be Unker's good influence on me. But we must let God be strong in our lives. And just think, how would it change your life if God is strong in you? So, who's strong? Have we got any strong people here? Are you? No doubt Jake is strong. Can you come up and show us how strong you are then? Why don't you stand up next to Zoe? Stand on the green triangle and show us how are you strong? How are you strong? Oh, yes. Feel those. Oh, yeah. You're really strong, aren't you? Yeah. Anyone else like to demonstrate? No? I don't go down the gym very much at all. Are you? Let's see. Now, of course, Jake demonstrated that he was strong physically, but how else can we be strong?
In love.
Oh.
In love.
Good boy. In love we can be strong. How else can we be strong?
Spiritually strong.
Very good. Spiritually strong. So we can be strong in love, strong physically. Any other answers? Oh, yes. Very good, yeah.
Mentally strong.
Yeah, mentally strong. There's one more I'm looking for. Is that any other signs of strength? No. Oh, yeah, Becky.
And character.
Good, strong character. That's right, yeah. Now, I'm going to tell you a story about me, a very short one. I proposed marriage on a Saturday night in Italy. Yeah. Thought we were going on holiday, so I thought I might as well, you know. It felt right. God was with me. She said yes. But by Sunday, that's on the Saturday night on the way to dinner. By Sunday lunch, I found myself crying with the enormity of the emotion of what I'd done the previous night. I just asked Millie to marry me. I hadn't really talked about it with her before. Thankfully, she said yes. But I felt quite weak at that point, weak emotionally, and unprepared for the new life that I was just beginning. But we talked about it. I think I probably prayed a bit. And after a nice pizza in Italy, I dug deep and realized I had deep and hidden emotional strength that would see me through these 8 years of marriage. And what a joy they have been, I might say. I love her very much. And now we've got two little girls, Zoe and Evie, and that's great. But I knew God was with me, and I could overcome even that emotional weakness that I thought I had at the time. So let's have a look. Oh, Does anyone recognise him? Let's see. Now, you might have to be either a it's from Peppa Pig. You might have to have a child under five to know this. Who is that?
Mr. Rabbit.
Mr. Rabbit. You might not be able to tell from his desk, but he's actually an architect. Who's that?
Daddy Pig.
Daddy Pig. He works with Mr. Rabbit as an architect. Let's have the next one. Who knows this one? Who's that?
Mummy Rabbit.
Oh, nearly. It's Mummy...
Pig.
Yeah, Mummy Pig. And who's... Oh, one of my favourite characters. Sounds like the Butler family watch Peppa Pig quite a lot. Yeah, that's Mr. Bull. He likes digging up the road. That's how he talks, digging up the road. Okay, so out of all those four people, who do we think is strong? Who do we think strong? Josie's quite clever.
Mr. Bull.
Yeah, Mr. Bull. I think Mr. Bull's quite strong. Any other ideas as to who's strong?
Mr. Bull.
Yeah, Mr. Bull is strong. So we're looking like it's Mr. Bull at the moment. So let's watch the video to find out if anyone else is strong, who we might not expect to be.
Round for one pound.
Five times round? Oh, no. Whoa!
Test your strength or the old hammer and bell.
What do we have to do?
You hit this button with this hammer. If the bell rings, you win a prize. No skill involved, but you need to be strong.
I'll have a go.
1 pound. Bad luck.
Ho, ho, I'm strong. I'll have a go. Stand back, everyone.
Do be careful, Daddy Pig. You're not that fit.
Oh, yes, Daddy Pig is looking a bit tubby.
What?
I'm just saying Daddy Pig is a bit round in the tummy.
Give me that hammer.
Goodness me. I've never seen anything like it.
That wins all the giant teddies we have.
Hooray! Mummy, can we give the...
Yeah, so Mummy Pig actually wins all the teddies, and having done various aspects of skill that the fairground attendants didn't think a woman could do. But of course we know better. And Mummy Pig demonstrates her strength even though she wasn't expecting. Who thought it was going to be Mummy Pig? Yeah, hands up if you thought it was going to be Mummy Pig. Yeah, yeah, lots of clever people after the event. Yeah, yeah, good. So, back to Gideon. Now, back to Gideon. It says in verse 2 that because of the power of Midian was so oppressive, the Israelites prepared shelters for themselves in mountain clefts, caves, and strongholds. So they were actually hiding in places that were inaccessible. And Gideon was hiding when God came to see him. It says in verse 11, the angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak where Gideon was threshing wheat in a wine press to keep it from the Midianites. Now, so usually that happens in the open air, but Gideon was in a building in a wine press because he was scared that the Midianites might come and get him or steal his wheat. So he's actually in a confined space by some trees because he was scared of the Midianites. So this sort of scaredy cat wheat sifter was, we remember, a weak man from the weakest tribe, scared, hiding, and just sifting some wheat. Now, how does God come and say hello to him? Can anyone remember from the reading, how does God greet Midian? Does he just say, hi, how you doing? No. What's he say? Very famous phrase. Anyone shout it out? Do not close. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. Has anyone come up to you and said, "The Lord be with you, mighty warrior"? I guess not, no. But maybe Gideon was sort of doing this. Is he talking about me, or is there someone else hiding behind the wine press? But God was speaking to Gideon, the weak, scaredy-cat man. And in verse 14, the Lord turned to Gideon and said, "Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you?" And then the Lord said, "I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites, leaving none alive." Now, there's Gideon, a weak man from a weak tribe, but hiding in a building, doing what normally happens in the open air. And who are the Midianites? Who can remember something about the Midianites? How many of them were there?
200.
200. Any advance on 200? Can we remember the picture that we thought about when we talked about the Midianites?
About 3,000 or something.
3,000, yeah.
4,000.
4,000. We're getting bigger, isn't it? Indeed, it was like the sand of the seashore were the camels, and the number of Midianites were like the swarm of locusts. Quite a lot of them. And Gideon was being asked by God to defeat them, even though he was on his own. But first, he needed some confidence in himself and confidence in God who was going to help him. So, thinking about being strong, I need some helpers. Who's strong again? Right, Zoe, you're strong. I need, four helpers. You look quite strong. Yes, you're quite strong, and you're quite strong. Excellent. All right, everyone, strong people up here. I want who's the little one? Oh, you can stand here. You can stand on the red one, and you guys on the green one. Now we're going to do the old famous tug of war. So, tug of war. You hold at the back. You hold there. Zoe, you can be at the front, and you can be over here. Now, who thinks this is fair? Who's going to win? Go back a bit. You're going to win. Okay. So when I say go, I want you to pull. Now, are you ready? Just stand there. Hold that bit there, a bit forward. Now, do you think you're going to win? That's the confidence I like. Yes. Now, go a bit further forward. Now, are you ready? You ready you're going to win? Okay, ready, let's go. Come on, come on, oh, come on, pull, yes, we're the winners, yes, we're the winners, well done. Go and sit down. Now, Ben before the service asked me what's the theological point of Peppa Pig. Of course, the theological point of that was even though we were the smallest of the tuggers, were even outnumbered. She was the smallest, she was outnumbered, but with God, I was playing the part of God. That's the theological point. With God, she won. Now, let's see now. Now, Zoe is going to lift this very heavy box. She had a practice beforehand. Off you go. Oh, not bad, not bad. Now, can you lift it above your head? Oh, let's try that. Come on then, let's try lifting it above your head. Ready? Go on, lift it up. Come on then. Oh, lift it up. Oh, yes, look at that. Theological point number two. Zoe had a little bit of strength, as we all do, but with God's strength, she was able to do much more than she expected. Now, of course, just to rub salt into the wound or to make the point, God often makes the bigger point than you realize. Gideon actually had 32,000 people in his army. God reduced that down to 10,000. Ultimately, he reduced it down to 300. So Gideon led an army of 300 out to meet the Midianites, who were like the locusts, were like the camels, like the sand of the sea. And God said, "Well, I don't want you to even use weapons. Get rid of your shields and your swords and all that nonsense. Don't even touch the Midianites." This is what God told them to do. They blew their trumpets and broke the jars that were in their hands. While each man held his position around the camp, all the Midianites ran, crying out as they fled. When the 300 trumpets sounded, the Lord caused the men of Midianites throughout the camp to turn on each other with their swords. So because they were so scared, the Midianites were committing suicide and killing each other. And why did Gideon do this? Why did God tell him to do this? Only 300 men, blow some trumpets and break a few jars. Well, we find out that in chapter 7, verse 2, the Lord said to Gideon, "You have too many men. I cannot deliver Midian into their hands, or Israel would boast against me. My own strength has saved me." So God was doing the fighting, and God was making that point. God was overcoming the challenge. And we need to let God be strong in our lives, whatever may come our way. Maybe we need to stand up to a bully at school. Maybe we need to apply for a job we're scared to do. Pray for someone to be healed, knowing that in God's strength, God will heal them. Maybe we've got exams. Maybe there's even difficulties in your marriage. Maybe we want to pray for someone to follow Jesus, even start a charity all by ourselves. We have the confidence to be ourselves and not to feel like you have to be like everyone else. Whatever your challenge is today or this week or in the years to come, God has given you some strength, but in God's strength, you can be stronger than you could ever imagine. So remember, I am weak, you are weak, God is strong. So let God be strong in your life. God will change your life and help you overcome the challenges you face, however big. God is faithful and he will do it. Amen. So let's just end with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we know that you are strong even though we are weak. Whatever we may face, may we know your strength in our life, day by day. Amen.